are here at the 2019 AXFI conference in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota, where it's doing its best of raining cats and dogs outside there, Julie.
Yes.
Yay. But it'll be green tomorrow.
It's a good reason to stay inside.
Exactly. And attend AXFI.
That's right.
Yeah. We are here with Julie Esser from CU Ledger. And how's the conference going for you, Julie?
It's going very well. Yeah. A lot of great topics, a lot of great speakers, a lot of great networking with people and organizations that are here. It's been fun.
Yes, indeed. We were both in the keynote this morning with Patrick. I can't for the life of me pronounce his last name. He told me and told me.
I was hoping that you'd be able to do that.
It was
Schwartzfeger.
Schwartzfeger is what he told me.
It was close to Schwartz.
It's almost Schwarzenegger. He told me it was almost, everyone goes Schwarzenegger, but it's take out the EN there.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, it's Patrick.
Patrick,
we'll call him. But he had a tremendous, he's kind of a business futurist type guy, and he had all sorts of great stats and trends and things like that. But the cool thing is that he brought it back to financial services, which I thought was really impressive. But you wanted to talk about a couple of items, like credit unions need to be on offense.
Yeah, so I thought that was awesome. You know, is when we start hearing about this technology and how quickly that it moves and how fast it's moving, we can't afford to take a wait and see approach. And so the message that he gave of credit unions need to play offense was a really important one that I hope people really took into heart and thinking about how they can change and transform their credit unions and start thinking about the next 2 to 3 years in particular.
Mm-hmm. It's like, how do we stop talking and start doing?
Right.
Because we've been talking about disruption for quite a few years now. And there's still a few credit unions out there that are on the fence about their digital transformation and all this types of stuff. How do we get them to get off the fence or get on the playing field, so to speak, and get moving with this stuff? Because it's a have to.
Exactly. And the theme for us this year is just get involved. We're starting with CU Ledger in particular, and really on our focusing on deployments and pilots. And that's a great opportunity for credit unions to get involved and start experimenting with this technology and how it's going to change and how fundamental the use of decentralized identities are going to play into everything that they do.
Yeah, and he talked about blockchain up there, distributed ledger technology, and how it's what was the term he talked about? It was here. Distributed ledger automates trust. That was one of the things that I really wrote down there. And you kind of mentioned the same thing. So what does that mean to you?
Well, he hit the nail right on the head, basically, and how this technology is going to change the internet as we know it and provide some opportunity to reestablish trust, get rid of all the hacking, the honeypots that exist that where organizations have all these pools of information about us that hackers just love to penetrate and take advantage of and sell and do bad things with it. So that's the most inspiring thing probably about this technology and what it intends to do for us is being really able to leverage that and provide members control over their personally identifiable information.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to the digital identity aspect of it all, which is what you guys are offering right now with MyCUID. So it's kind of, because as he was talking, I couldn't help but not think about you guys, because I'm like, hey, that's what CU Ledger's doing right now for credit unions.
Yeah.
So it was all kind of synonymous, what he was talking about. Yeah. So it was really cool that you guys are right there on the part of the 90s turn, but on the cutting edge.
It is exciting. And he also made the remark of how credit unions are more agile and more responsive than banks. And this initiative just really speaks to that.
Yep.
And we just have to keep that momentum going, because when we start slowing down and just taking a wait-and-see approach, you know, that's when this technology is moving as fast as it is, we can be quickly left behind. And then we start having more conversations about relevancy. I just read an article about how the number of mergers are starting to slow down a little bit.
I saw that too.
But you know, as this technology advances, it could really speed up quickly. And so that's something that we need to keep our eyes on.
Yeah, and all these fintechs that are kind of nipping at the credit union's heels with lending services and all sorts of stuff out there that credit unions and even the banking sector as well are traditionally providing over the years. Yeah. Now these fintechs are offering them, are finding quicker ways around things and that type of yeah. stuff. So it's that's another fight that credit unions have to fight as
yeah.
well.
I get asked that question quite a bit. Why is the credit union industry so far ahead?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
that speaks to the agility and the responsiveness aspect of our industry and the cooperative mm-hmm. nature of our mm-hmm. industry. And, you know, why we can do this better than banks, you know, and in order for us to stay relevant and get that competitive advantage, mm-hmm. we need to start experimenting with this new technology.
Yeah, I agree. And I keep going back to, like, how do we get credit unions to do that, though? So,
yes.
And I can't remember who I talked to. I asked that same question to somebody else. He said, it's the success stories. Once the credit
yes.
unions see these success stories, then it'll be like, we're diving
yeah.
in type of thing. So.
Well, I mean, the success stories are out there. Not
yeah.
for our use cases in particular right now, but the promise of the technology and how it could save several percentages of savings for the credit union with this technology
yeah.
is going to be remarkable. We're starting now in our pilots, and we're starting to monitor a lot of the KPIs associated
mm-hmm.
with the pilots that we want to monitor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll start to see a lot of that research come and look and take to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need credit unions to get involved
exactly.
for us to get this research underway.
Yeah, and the more they get involved, the
yeah.
more clarity you'll have in this research. And
yes.
that'll benefit the industry as a whole,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Very cool. Anything else you want to cover, Julie? Any other points that maybe Patrick made, or?
Well, I think we covered all of them. I think the message that I'd like to share with your audience is just to really take this to heart. I mean, this is truly a rapidly changing technology, and for our industry, we have the potential, as Patrick shared, of being left out,
mm-hmm.
Left out of the equation in terms of auto loans and mortgages and things of that nature. And so we need to stay relevant with our members.
Mm-hmm.
And please come in and experiment with us and
yeah.
get involved
yeah.
and start small and scale big. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's kind of our focus as
yep.
well. So
yep.
we'd love to have you on board.
Indeed. And as I've heard from a number of speakers, Jim Maroos, being one of them, that technology, I mean, you think things are moving fast now, but
yeah,
you know,
right.
technology is never, it's moving, compared to where it's going to be doing in about 5 years, it's slow right now.
Yeah.
It's just going to get faster and
yeah,
faster and faster.
Right.
So the sooner you adopt this type of stuff, the better off you're going to be.
Right,
so.
Right, exactly.
All right, Julie, thank you so
all right,
much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Mike.
The time as always.
Thank
you guys
you
are doing
so
such a wonderful job, and
appreciate it.
Keep up the good work, and credit
thank
unions,
you.
Get involved, all right? Get involved.